for playing alone. Standing in that kiss, fire your shot. Or ever see me dead, babe. Or pretend I'm something I'm not. So I bleed. You say, hey. You said it's all I'll ever. Hey. Lord, I ain't got no doubt in my pocket, babe. Neither do the boys in my.
I'm not used to the bald though. I gotta get for the hair to grow back. I don't know how you like Russell, because you always clip your hair short. For me, I guess because I sweat a lot. When I have long hair, the hair kind of holds the sweat, so it doesn't drip down my face. Now it's just like all the time, just coming down my face. Not well, sweating down my face.
At least it's coming down your face and not coming on
your face.
We're washing dishes and it's just coming on my face. It's like, man. It's like, oh, I'm stuck in the sink. I'll help you. It's my stepsister.
Let me grab the broom.
What?
Does someone get stuck in something, like stuck in the couch or stuck in the washing machine or whatever? It's the weirdest but still enjoyable genre of porn.
Stuck porn.
Yeah. No, but like, it's, oh, I'm trapped in the window. Hey, could you help me out? Oh, now I'm getting fucked.
It's the weirdest thing, though, because they're all like siblings or stepson, stepmother, or, you know, it's always, so they're not directly related, but just enough to be taboo. And just what happened, this bitch just cannot get her arm out of the couch. It's like, what part of the couch do you get stuck where somebody sticks their finger in your ass? That you're like, oh no, I'm not strong enough to get out of here. But, oh wow, this is pretty good, actually. You know what, let me get out of here and let's finish this. Not that I watch a lot of it. I read.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
It was an article in HuffPo that I read.
I'll admit it. The entire front page of Pornhub is all basically step siblings.
I mean.
That's what I heard.
So why don't you start a show, James? You know, we're still posting audio too, so.
Yeah, so did I do this thing or? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Guys with Issues Comedy Podcast. As always, I am James Monty. I'm always James Monty. I've never been anybody else, but as always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Hello, bitches.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've gone a few episodes and we've missed our brother. And we love him so much, and he's back by popular demand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chad Wago.
Hi, everybody.
Chad Wago is back because of Zoom. If there was no Zoom, it would still be difficult for us to connect. Actually, we're in Hawaii. We're shut down. We are unable to meet up. I mean, we can, kind of.
Illegally.
Well, I mean, it's only three of us, right? I mean,
yeah, but to stay in order.
No, it's supposed to be like no social gatherings, I thought.
Okay. All right. That's a good video. Now you can be all animated. Yes. We are back. Episode 5 of the Guys with Issues. I want to give a shout out to some of the people that who hung in there with us and kept saying, hey, why don't you guys do, are you guys going to do another? Are we waiting for some more? It's like, hey, man. Be being busy. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a pandemic going on. There's also, we have our own lives. I mean, you know, we all got things that we've been getting into. I guess I'll let you guys bring it up later. Yeah. Because now I'm on video, so I'm like, ugh. But yeah, so we've been busy. Now we're making time because we're on shutdown and we can do it via Zoom. So if in the event, because Chad works a lot, Russell works a lot, I do not. So it's hard for the three of us to connect. I mean, I have a weird schedule because of what I'm doing. So we had a hard time connecting, but now we are back. And I want to thank Dina, Jay, Cyrus, Peter, or Pete, I guess. And some of the guys that always ask, hey, on social media, hey, why don't you guys do another episode? Or thank you guys for keeping the flame going, where we actually talk about, hey, why don't we do another episode? Why don't we do some more podcasting? And here we are. If you guys want to give a shout out, go ahead.
No, I have no one to shout out it.
The bitches?
I haven't got to see anybody, so there's no one to shout out, really, except you guys, because I'm in here. Inside my little, what is this? My little prepper closet.
I was going to say, you're in the stash house.
I am. I don't know. Now people are going to know my preps and want to come over to my house.
You still got Jesus back there? Or?
Nope. He's not back
here. Oh, no. Not back there.
No.
Chad? I messed up all the Jesus.
Chad?
I ain't saying shit to nobody.
Not even to you, my brother.
Oh, you are missed, my brother. Hey, is that a real guitar behind you?
Yes, it is. It's a real old guitar that hasn't been strung properly in 22 years.
Jeez.
That's what she said.
That actually worked pretty good. But usually a grandpa would say something like that. Whatever. Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, guys. We've missed you all. Please hit us up at guyswithissues@gmail.com. Any questions, any shout outs you want us to do, or any issues or topics you would like us to discuss.
If you have any complaints about this podcast, you can keep those to yourself.
Or you can actually put it on our Facebook or Instagram as well. We still have Guys with Issues Comedy Podcast fan page, Facebook. Please look for it, like it, and go to our Instagram. Yeah, and go to Instagram. And then, yeah, please tell your friends. You know, we're trying to blow up.
It'd be kind of funny if we just choose one social media channel. It's like everything you don't like, just mention it over here. Keep it off all the other ones. We're trying to stay positive on Twitter.
Yes, Twitter, the place for positivity.
That's the place for positivity. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
To be fair, everywhere on the internet's awful right now.
I think you forgot to mention, James, especially since we're doing video now. You got to do the whole, if you guys like what you see, please smash the like button. And also hit the notifications over here. So every time we have a new video, you'll be informed.
You know, I it's funny because I get irritated when I watch videos. And they, like, so I play Clash of Clans. And then when I watch the video and I'm like trying to learn certain things, and then they interrupt it with that. Oh, see. But I guess they've gotten really clever with it, where it's randomly placed, where before I was like right at the beginning. Now they randomly place it. Yeah, if you like what you see, click the like button and subscribe and put your alert on. And we just did it twice. So there you go.
There you go. We just snuck it in twice.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing?
I mean,
things is messed up, man.
The best we can in a pandemic, right? Yeah. It's something we've never had to deal with before, I think.
I mean, we haven't.
Unless you're older than 100, then you had the back in the, with the 1918.
Yeah. A Spanish fly.
The one that ended World War II.
Did it?
Isn't that what Trump said?
No.
Wait, I was thinking, wait a minute. No, World War II wasn't at that time, right?
No, it was not.
So see, Trump has the same education as I do. Last chance college, community college, associate's degree. Not even a bachelor's. I don't know why they give out associate's degree, because I still can't get a job with it.
You're supposed to help you get the next degree.
Yeah, I wish I was on my way there, but
you gotta stay positive. You gotta stay positive, man. Like Twitter.
Too bad we didn't have like a graphics
department.
You were
halfway there.
Yeah. Me or Russell?
Everyone.
Russell was about to hit that punch.
You know, it's weird. I actually went to Chad's graduation.
Yeah.
Which graduation?
When I got my associates.
Yeah, I was there.
For Chad?
No.
No. We did not know each other then, I think.
Oh, that's That's pretty trippy.
I don't want to say why I was there because everybody's mad at this dude too.
Oh. Chad, you graduated with Governor Ige?
Oh, that would have been a much funnier speaker.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be graduating today.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Governor Ige here.
That's pretty much it. You just did Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
It'll be so funny if his wife was white and had like a pig nose. And she like big blonde hair, like she's from the South or something, and she's like, "Oh, I love you, Ige." What is his first name? Is it Kermy? Governor
David.
David, oh, that's worse.
David,
oh, Davy.
I think we're getting Miss Piggy mixed up with olive oil.
Oh! We're off the rails.
Chad, what have you been up to?
Oh, shit got real.
Nothing much. I work. I moved recently. Yeah, I'm living in Makiki now. I got air conditioning, so that's nice.
You like where you live now?
Yeah. I don't have to walk upstairs anymore, so that's always nice. I was getting real tired of them three flights.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't seem like it was very far up at your old home.
It wasn't that far up. Like, I wasn't walking up, like, 12 flights of stairs or anything. But it's like, eventually I'm just like, nah, you know what? Fuck stairs. Elevators, that's the way to go.
So you're telling me, because if I recall your place, there was like, what, three flights of stairs? Two flights of stairs?
Three.
So if there was an elevator there, you would have took the elevator?
Not every single time.
So I've lived in two walk-ups, one growing up, and luckily we lived on the first floor. But it was three stories, and it had an elevator. So you laugh at the elevator now, but when you move in or move out, that elevator comes in handy.
Or even when you have like a bunch of groceries.
Yes. Because I lived in Makiki, right across from Makiki Park, in the worst walk-up. Because I think the most is four floors.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived on the fourth floor. And I didn't have a car then. And the bus, the number four that came by my house, goes down Wilder. It doesn't go across Keamoku to... to Times or to Safeway. So I would have to walk all the way to Safeway or Times, and then walk all the way back. And then I look at my stairs like, fuck my life, man. I got to do something different. But then I moved to Kapilani and lived in the 18th floor with elevator. So that was cool. Yeah.
So what have you guys been like doing while we've all been locked up?
Me? Nothing's changed other than just working from home. And now since I'm working from home, I'm kind of like a, I wouldn't say babysitter, I guess. Still parent, right?
Yeah, no one's paying you, right?
Still parent. I'm parenting while working. So sometimes I have to go to the office because this multitasking stuff is a little rough. I'm talking to people and they're, and I got my kid over here, literally up here looking in the camera and just like,
well, it's because the age of your kids. I mean, they see you and they don't think of work, especially your littlest one. You know, it's like, hey, there's dad. I would like some daddy time. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he's doing over there. I don't care if he's zooming with the governor or the mayor. I'm getting daddy time.
Wouldn't that be something though? If we could get the mayor or somebody of high stature on this show,
it makes me want to get to work on this.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. Maybe it might not be the mayor, but it might be somebody.
Other than that, I mean, just staying home, trying to keep everybody from not getting sick or spreading anything. That's all I got going over here. Oh, and this show.
It's funny because, like, things have changed since the pandemic. Like, even the way I watch movies, because I still watch old movies or even sitcoms, and you see them shake hands or hug and kiss on the cheek. And they're like, oh, where's their mask? What are they touching? Like, they're not going to wash their hands? Because things are different now, you know? And I'm looking like, whoa. It must be hard for, you know, because you got little ones where, stop touching your mouth. Don't put your hand on your mouth. Or, you know, because, they'll touch something. And so, like, I used to tell Tyler stuff to mess with her head. Like, I mean, shoot, you guys know the kind of parent I am. So I would say, like, when she was 3-4 years old, and then she'd play, sit down on the floor, on the ground, touch the ground. Next thing you know, touching her face, whatever. So that used to freak me out. And I used to tell her, I was like, if we're playing outside on the basketball court or something, and she sits down, she's playing on the ground or whatever, and I'll spit on the ground, not where she is, but near where she can see.
Just spit on her.
Yeah. Don't touch your mouth. Daddy, you spit on my leg. I know, but don't touch your mouth. So, and then she would go, "Ew, that's gross, Daddy." I was like, "I know." And you put your hand on the ground. You know how many people been here spitting, dogs pissing, cats pooping, and you just put your hand on the ground, and now you're gonna put it on your face? That's how I, you know,
I mean,
taught her. It worked.
Not untrue.
But did she wash her hand after that, or
and never went back down to the ground? It's just like, no. I mean, this is when she was 3-4 years old. So to her, the ground was gross now, and that was my job. See, I'm the, what is it? I mess with the mind, with the brain. I don't want to say mind fuck, because that's my daughter. But but. What do you call that, Chad? Come on, Chad.
Psychological warfare?
Well, not warfare, but something like that.
Civil war?
let's just call that some shadow daddy actions.
Yeah, shadow daddy.
Manipulate. That's what I was looking for. Mental manipulation. And
it's really not that much better.
Yeah, it's kind of worse. Yeah.
That's what you do as a parent, right? Like, I mean,
like, I'm a traumatator. Traumatator
sounded better. Traumatator. I'm proud of that. Traumatator.
You're the traumatator.
I still tell the story about when I told her, "What if Daddy dies today?" That would have been the last game I saw you play ever, and it was the worst game. And then she just started. But I still tell that story.
You know what that's called? A traumatization.
Traumatic. I'm a traumatizer or traumatator. Don't believe me, trademark that. Yeah,
all right, that's going in the t-shirts file.
I'm a traumatator. Don't believe me, go ask my kid. Is James your dad? Anyway, what I've been up to is I actually started coaching volunteer coaching at the high school that I went to, Aya High School.
Yeah, volunteer.
Volunteer. But I, you know what? I should use traumatizing to them too. So you know what happens when you don't block this guy?
And I die.
When you miss a block, Joe Theismann dies every time. Who's your team? Who's your team? If you don't block good, I'm going to shoot Russell Wilson in the foot.
If you don't play well, Daddy's going to die.
And you see the kids blocking and crying like, "You're not getting to my quarterback ever."
No, Daddy, no.
I think that's Sun Tzu right there. That's one of the techniques, man.
I told you, psychological warfare, man.
You was right all along, Chad. We should try that.
I don't know if Sun Tzu had a football coaching playbook.
That's not what the art of war was?
The art of pass blocking.
It's a serious thing, man. It's funny, too, because I guess, you know, like, when you like certain on social media, when you like certain things, then those things start popping up more than usual. I started to see more offensive line pages or coaches. And it started to connect with them, and I started watching their techniques. And one of them actually posted. He's from Florida. I forget his name, but he used to play for. He played for, I think, Central Florida or South Florida, and then went to the pros. Torrey Wilson or something like that. But anyways,
Torrey Wilson.
No, it's not Torrey Wilson, but something like that. Torrey something. Anyways, then he was talking about sumo. He was talking about sumo wrestling. And then I think that's when I was telling you guys that I was watching sumo as a flashback. And I think I sent you guys a clip. And then I have my guys, when they warm up, they do this sumo type of warm up. It's like a squat hop. Mm. They don't wear thong, though. They're
like, fully clothed. Like
yeah. They just press the turbo button and they go. Are you all right?
I think my chair broke.
That's what happens when you do the 100 hand slap. You need to take wide base.
Hold on. We're going to use this time to take a commercial break. Are you trying to scoot away?
Just like slide out of frame.
Don't mind me as I slowly disappear. All of a sudden, we're looking at loaf of bread. Things done changed, man. Things done changed. My dog just busted my door open.
Oh, everyone's breaking shit.
Hmm. See, is my door, you know, the part that goes into the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you don't turn, if when you turn the doorknob and then you don't turn it back to closed,
mm-hmm.
the door just basically is being held closed by friction, like, you know, or against the door jamb. And then he can just run through the door and bust it open. He knows that too. So there's sometimes where the door is actually closed, and I'll be in a room and all of a sudden I hear a boom. I'm like, oops, let me open the door for the dog.
So where were we?
Yeah, we've been catching up at what we've been doing. Glad to be able to come back and do some podcasting, touch up on some of the issues that's going on around the world, but mainly here in our little corner of the world, Hawaii.
Yes, sir. Yes, bless.
As major, cause that actually made us local now. Because we said those two phrases, we are local now.
Street cred.
The kind. It's going all over the world, pandemic. I wonder if they call it something else in other countries. So I know we call it COVID-19 or coronavirus. Like, is that English or is that, you know what I mean? Like, so in Russia, yeah. Like, is there like what is it in Russian? Kovitsky.
Kovitsky.
Because they have 19, right? Nintin. But you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, they can't say it ninth. I mean,
well, I'm sure that is a universal term. Is COVID-19?
I wondered about that. It's like, yeah. Like. Do they every place? I mean, like, so they go, oh, like, let's say, speaking of Russian, COVID-19. Is that how it works? I mean,
I'm sure they don't work, they don't jump into like white man voice all of a sudden. COVID-19, COVID is coronavirus that was found in 2019.
I just tried Googling what's 19 in Russian. Google, oh so helpfully, gave me the numbers 1 and 9. It's just like, oh, in Russian, it's like the actual number. And I'm like, fuck you, Google. That's not how translation works.
Did she say, oh, but if you pay $20 and subscribe to this, we can give you the real translation. I'm being a lot of scam shit,
that doesn't even sound. Zenovnatsnit is what it sounded like.
It sounded COVID. Like you, sounded like you just said like burrito backwards.
COVID Zivits Nothingnits. Okay, there. That's see. Now I feel more comfortable.
That feels more Russian.
Yeah. Well, in Samoan, it's what Sifuluiva. So COVID, or though we wouldn't say COVID. Go feed Sifuluiva. Coronavirus. Or COVID Sifuluiva. Oh, shit. Not Sifuluiva. That bit didn't work. Running these bits. So, hey, Chad's in Rewind.
Or Russian.
So, what's been happening? What's been happening in the state of Hawaii? Recently, we're on lockdown. I think it started last week? Wednesday?
Thursday at midnight.
Thursday. Oh, that's right. That's right. I always say Wednesday because Thursday midnight, to me, Wednesday night. Thursday morning, technically. But I always call it, say it. I always
we were still night. Open at 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday night. At 12:01 a.m., we were not.
And then, boom, shut it down. So we are unable to and I saw this. I saw Stuart from Club 939.
Hawaii's Premier Gentlemen's Club.
He posted that, I guess there was a police checkpoint on McCully Bridge. One of his friends told the cop that he was going to his girlfriend's house and they got a ticket because that's not essential. I was thinking,
yeah, you're not supposed to go and visit anyone.
But that's essential, man, to go see your girlfriend at that time of night. That's some essential. We need some essentials or entanglements.
Wow, I didn't know that. So you should just basically say, I'm going home.
Yes.
Well, what he should have said was, I was going to go get something to eat. Because that is, that's essential to get something to eat.
Or still technically medical true. Supplies.
Still technically true.
Yeah. Condoms and medical supply.
Gonna get a condom and I'm gonna go eat. Whap, 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 whap. But yeah, I mean, I guess so. We gotta know what the right excuse is because the ticket was for $5,000.
You have to know
grand.
Exactly how to lie.
Yes, yes.
No, but no, you just have to know how to navigate surf. The truth. Navigate surf. The truth.
Oh, navigate. So that's how you like. Yeah, yeah. Your Polynesian is showing.
He knows the way.
That's if you're out there and you're, you know, you get pulled over, say, yeah, I'm on my way to Jack in the Box or, you know, the drive through. If you say it's closed, oh, I didn't know, but I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. I need a sustenance.
It's a sustenance. But yeah, that's a $5,000 ticket. So if you're caught out and about.
Got a $5,000 ticket for that?
Wow. Yeah, that's why work gave you the ID card that says, this is an essential worker.
Yeah.
He might be going home or coming back from work.
Yeah.
Or going to or coming back from work.
Yeah, now I'll just carry my badge everywhere. I'm like Wayne's World, but I'm just.
The police pull you over. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Corbin Dallas Monty Bus.
Yes, yes, he knows it's a multi-pass. But yeah, so that's the what I think we have another week and a half, and then they make their assessment and see how we're doing, and then if they add another 2 weeks, or is it already 1 month for sure?
I guarantee they're going to add another 2 weeks. It's going to be at least a month.
They haven't said it officially yet, but everyone's expecting it.
That's what I think. I think it's like they go – like in the office, they're like, oh, we're going to shut it down for a month. But let's tell them 2 weeks so that they have hope that maybe we won't do a month.
And then we're going to drop the ban hammer.
Yeah, they just tipped us.
Hey. So is that what it feels like? I don't like it very much.
I like it very much.
With no Vaseline.
Oh. I just wanted you to help me get my hand out of this bed.
See, the thing that I don't like about, I mean, I get it, I understand it. My mom just bummed the show.
Special guest.
Yeah, special guest, Pat Money. When she opened the door, she let the dog in and she yelled at me and someone, what girl are you talking to laughing like that?
Is that what you said?
Yeah. So, okay, so we're shut down. My sister and Tyler over there talking to her now, explaining to her. In her old age, she's not as sharp as she used to be, but she still acts a punch.
You should have just turned the laptop and showed her.
But then she's going to look at you two strangers and be like, what the hell am I looking at?
Hi. Thank you for subscribing to my Patreon and OnlyFans.
She gets all ghetto and I face it to her and she's like, hey, boys. Like, mom, what this bitch half-dead bitch telling you about me? Okay, so that's the thing with Zooming from home is that we break chairs. We get visitors, unwanted visitors. The next thing is going to happen at Chad's house. So we see what happens. Maybe the guitar will get properly strung.
So that's the lockdown that's going on right now. The reason why we're in the lockdown state that we're in is, we were doing great. We were one of the best in the country at one point. I think we're in Newsweek. They announced that Hawaii is the worst in the nation.
I think there was an article on, is it Political?
I shared the Political article with you guys, but the Newsweek one was from like a couple of weeks ago. It was just like, oh yeah, no, we've been the worst for this long.
We were
just
doing a
real dramatic rise in how bad we were doing.
I think part of it is, I don't want to say it's not our fault. And I say all of us, you know, we all live here. We all part of the team Hawaii, I call us, where we look and say, oh, we flattened the curve. Cause that's what happened in, was it May? May going into June? Mm-hmm. We're like single digits for a while. We even had a couple of days where it was zero. So it's kind of like, we're good. We're good. Let's plan that get together. I mean, it's funny cause we flattened the curve and it was just after the peaceful protest. It was just after mm-hmm. a three-day weekend. It was also after graduations where a lot of people were meeting up. So it was like, I guess we're okay. And then we just let our guard down and then one cluster. And I'm not going to say it's Hawaiian Airlines, but that there was one that started there and the persons also went to the gym to work out and it just started to grow. And then there's other clusters that started too with funerals, gatherings where like a baby luau or something like that. We started all to relax at one time. And because this thing grows exponentially, like really fast, where just all of a sudden, boom, look what happened now.
No, one of the problems is that people were like, oh, we flattened the curve. Yeah, we're done. We beat it. Let's do the victory montage. And it's like, no, it's not how that works.
Yeah. And we really have to be vigilant until, I guess, we get to a vaccine or something like that? Or because if we flatten the curve,
make one.
Right. But if we flatten the curve again, it's possible, I mean, from what we learn now, that we can just boom, all of a sudden jump up again.
Right.
So that's the scary part. Until we get a vaccine or a cure, it can just blow up anytime. And so
we got to just keep maintaining what we were doing when we were flattening the curve, not just give up or just think, oh, you know, it's open now, let's party. You know, that was probably one of the problems. We just got to keep it up until everybody's all good, you know?
So like we need to make masks part of our culture now, where until we do get, like, so if we want people to start drinking a certain thing or start eating a certain thing, we have commercials about it. And I'm starting to see more local commercials about masks. And I think that's good because there's people that they don't watch the news, they don't get educated, they don't talk to other people, so they don't know, but they go out and they'll be at your house or your party, but you know, and they're unaware of the measures that they need to take to be safe for themselves and for others. So we gotta start marketing masks and say, hey, like if we wanted the kids to drink Sprite, we have LeBron, hey, drink Sprite. Kobe, drink Sprite. And then, oh, okay, we're all drinking Sprite. So we got to get our heroes to start wearing masks and say, oh, this is the stuff to do. Wear this mask. Look how cool. I mean, look. See, this is not I'm not trying to seg into something here, but look how cool this. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Look how cool this. I mean, I think this looks cool because every time I look at myself, I'm like, I'm a ninja. I'm Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe.
Except I don't shut up.
Are you telling me to shut up?
No, I'm telling you, Snake Eyes never talks.
Sure, that's what you're saying, Chad. That's what you're saying, Chad.
Chad's like, I made my triumphant return to tell you to shut up, James.
You're the voice that carries the show. How could I tell you to shut up?
And let me tell you, James, you look nothing like a Chi-I Cho.
Why I gotta be a Chi-I Cho?
I did not say it with a racist accent.
He wrestled it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to point out I didn't.
Oh, the Chi-I Cho. But look, it looks super cool. So you guys out there, wear your mask. Look how, get a cool mask. So this one I got from Extreme Soccer. It's an IL. You can follow them on Instagram. I think they changed the name, Extreme Sports HI. You can see them. I'm going to make a post pictures and a video on my my Instagram. We all have Instagrams as well. So if you can find us, follow us, on Guys With Issues on this YouTube, if you like the channel. That'd be awesome. Like the video, share it.
Subscribe, click the notification button.
and follow the Guys With Issues because we got bigger and better things coming.
You know, I also think a problem too is like the actual minority, not minorities, just the small amount of people who just don't care or really selfish. And they're the ones that small amount that's spreading it all over the place as well.
But it's weird for me. It is a small amount. But it seems like
real loud.
Yes. Yes. It's like they're the biggest thing on my news feed on Facebook. It's like, what happened to my other friend that we agree on the same thing? Why do I get all these things? These people that are like, mass, that's you know, the government trying to control you.
It's a muzzle.
Facebook. I thought this was where my friends are, not just a fucking wall of assholes.
I've been using listening to you guys, and I've been using that unfollow button more often. And there's also maybe it's on Instagram where you can mute them for 30 days.
Yeah, there's a mute or restrict button.
There's a mute and a restrict. There's a restrict button. So yeah, you're restricted for 30
Twitter,
days.
You can mute certain words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like you could just say like, oh, I don't ever want to hear anyone say the word plandemic.
Plandemic. Oh, they planned this pandemic?
No, yeah. There's a whole stupid video about it.
It's called the plandemic. I didn't just know imagine. About the mute words, but yeah, Facebook, I don't even unfollow it anymore. I just unfriend. Boop. Look like I just poke Chad in the head in there. Boop.
Oh.
Oh, so we should. So you guys have the.
Somebody help me. Yeah, somebody help me.
So I was going to ask, like, so I have the three of us on the screen. I have, so Russell, you're here, and Chad, you're here.
Okay.
How are you guys situated on there?
My screen is, I pushed it in more, so you're on the top, I'm in the middle, and Chad's in the bottom.
I am looking at it in speaker view, so the three of us are on the top, me, Russell, and James, and then the big picture, it changes based on whoever is speaking.
So we all use three different views.
Mm-hmm.
And we always because talk about
how... we all have three different views.
Ayo!
Ayo!
Cue the music. CSI Miami. Out here in the streets. So I'm ready for this to be over, but I will follow and obey to be safe.
I can understand a lot of people's frustration. You know, I'm not in the same position as a lot of people are, where, you know, there's a lot of people got laid off. A lot of businesses closed down. I'm not a part of that yet. You know, but I can understand your frustration on why, or like how the government, Hawaii's government is reacting, or the things they're doing, how it doesn't make sense. It's dumb. And, you know, it's hurting more people. They've done a lot of bonehead things, no doubt. And so I can totally understand, especially over the past, just this last couple of days when they botched the 1,700 surge testing thing.
Almost 1,800. Completely unlabeled.
They just didn't label them.
They shipped it off
bro,
to the testing place.
Bro, oh, no you finished labels. Your test. You finished it to shoots. Next. you finish your test. Shoots. Next.
It worked better with the sound effect you used first. That was great.
So there was, I think they were saying it's at Kaneohe and Leeward. Yes. Community college. So it was two locations.
Did
like two different locations fuck up the same way?
Yes, I believe it was.
That's so could worse. You put that on training? Could you say the training was bad? I mean,
yeah, probably.
I mean, but as a test taker, I mean, isn't that one of the things you'd be looking for after someone stuck a swab up their nose? Just random no-name swab. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like if you have the tube, like you should probably want to label that before the stuff even goes in the tube.
No, I said maybe they was like, ew. Take them. You power already. Get boogers on top. Sorry, Kanye.
Sorry, Leeward. But, I mean, how do you mess? I can see you mess up like 100, but it's like 1,800 times you guys weren't looking at the testing, looking for a name. And at what point, what was it when they finally gave it to the lab that the lab was like, oh, where's the names on these things?
Like,
that's what it sounds like.
2, 3, 4. There's more. Wait, what? Where was the supervisor?
How many of these fit in one box? Because there is no labels on any of these.
Or maybe they got lazy. They was like, hey, this one I'm a label. Oh, this one too. Oh, get 1,800 in this box. Oh, no more label. And they didn't only check the top two. Oh,
we always give them the blame can be shared.
We always give them pigeon accents when they mess up. What's up with that? But also, where's the supervisor at the location? So like, if I'm taking it and putting it down, I'm pretty sure it's not just a stack of vials over here. Like, I'm like, it's containers or something that they got to put it in. And if somebody passes by, it's like, hey, you're not labeling that,
right?
Label.
You think that, like, at the at least 100, 500 times someone was like, hey, there's no labels on this.
Tell me it's one person not labeling 1,800 of them. If it's a number of people labeling them wrong, then yeah, it's the training. So everything always goes upstairs. But who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
It's probably one person, or not one person, but it's someone's job to take the vials, someone's job to label the vials, and they each thought that the other one was doing the other thing.
That's like Hawaii state government for you, right off the bat, man.
I mean, that's where this happened. That's who was doing it. And both of them said, it's not my fault. Mm. It was his job.
Can you imagine being the person to catch it? Like, knowing how serious this is, and you catch it like, wait a minute, there's no vials. And I fucking quit. I'm out. This is bullshit. I told you guys this would happen. Keep hiring your family to work here. They're not properly trained. I'm out of here. I did just start tearing shit up. I mean,
start breaking vials.
Positive, 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 positive. That's jacked up. I've messed up at my jobs, but never this bad.
Yeah, I fucked up a lot, but not 1,700 times.
Who's worse? The guy, let's say one person did this. One person is at fault for this. This person who messed up 1,800 times, or the person that sent out the text to everybody that a missile was coming to kill us. Who messed up
1,700 times?
But that was
that guy didn't individually text all of us to say, hey, there's a missile coming.
Hey, James.
He goes, okay, I'm sending
Watch out, James. Watch out, Dad.
No. Copy, paste. Copy, paste, send.
Like that guy had a few buttons that he pushed that were the wrong buttons to push. He didn't push 1,700 wrong buttons.
I can't wait for it to come out. Like, so we narrowed it down to these four people that messed up.
Even if they do figure out who messed it up, I'm pretty sure HGA isn't going to let us know who they are.
Are they unions? Are they union workers?
I have no idea who's doing this.
So from what I've seen in today's testing at the H3 tunnels, tables.
I think you should give people context of what exactly happened today.
Okay, so today they closed the H3, which is a kind of long freeway. The freeway that we have at interstate.
Yeah, H3, it's one of our interstate highways.
That doesn't even cross to the next island. But it has a long tunnel. So what they did was they shut down that freeway so people will line up and take their COVID tests to see if they're positive or. And I seen on the news they had one person. So you register online to make it faster, and then you go there and is it Kim Taylor Reese or one of those? I think it was him who was going. He said it took him 30 minutes because he pre-registered online. He waited in line and it moved really quick. But when they go in the tunnel, they have all these tables set up at different points, and there was a lot. But I saw all military uniforms. I guess it's the
National Guard.
National Guard that, you know, was doing the testing today or collecting or whatever's. So we'll know who to blame if there's mess up, but which I doubt. I think the next one is Thursday. So if you get tested, it's a free testing, yeah?
Yeah, it's a free test. So, which I think why I think the surge testing from last week was finally in, I think it was in today's town, right?
4,000 something. Usually we are about 2,000-ish.
Yeah.
But today was 4,000, so we got a lot of numbers.
But yeah, it's a free test. This is probably not going to come out on Thursday unless you're watching the live stream. But sign up. What was the website again for that? Was it Do I Need a COVID Test? I want to say it's
Do I Need a COVID Test?
Yeah.
Something like that. There is a website, Do I Need a COVID Test? Do I Need a COVID-19 Test.com?
Do I Need a COVID-19 Test.com?
Yeah.
And 19 is the numerals 1 and 9.
Mm.
It's not spelled out.
And no hyphen, yeah?
No.
It's not COVID hyphen. Okay.
Mm.
So, yeah, get tested if you want to. Usually, the ones that aren't free, I guess a couple of weeks ago, it was if you have the symptoms and then you go and get tested. You, right. You call your doctor and your doctor has to draw up some papers and then you go and get tested. But now this one is free. So if you're curious, if you want, you know, you want to make sure your family's safe, then go check it out. We were kind of ghetto with ours, my dad, who he's not walking and he's bedridden. So we take care of him. He got a bed sore that kind of got out of control. So we're not trained for that. And his blood pressure started getting low. So we called the ambulance and they took him to the hospital. So he's been in the hospital for a couple months now, taking care of that and other issues that he's had. He's like 84 now, but, the nurse told us, like, oh yeah, we tested him for COVID-19 and he's negative. And as soon as she said that, everybody and I was like, oh, we're all negative. we all lived in the house together. He doesn't have it, so we don't have it. Meanwhile, we're coughing. It's like, nah, that can't be it. That can't be it because dad's negative. So we're all negative. And my sister's like, we could be asymptomatic. I'm like, shut up. We're negative. I don't get why with all the names you have, like, that you can call something, like they go symptomatic or asymptomatic. Like, I don't get why they make the words. So symptomatic means you have the symptoms. Asymptomatic means you don't have the symptoms. You don't show the symptoms. Mm-hmm. But they're so close together. Why not call it something else? Like, I'm asymptomatic. I'm symptomatic. Like
not symptomatic.
Not even symptomatic.
No symptomatic.
No, because that's what I mean. Like, so if you say, oh,
super not symptomatic.
Don't even use the word symptomatic because you're symptomatic. Like, I don't see any symptoms. Like, because that's like just like saying what you're saying. It's like, oh, it's he has it or he A has it. It's like, wait, so does he have it? No, he A has it. Because that's how I see when you say symptomatic or asymptomatic. You know, he says change more words in there. Call it something else. That like not, positive not, or
non-symptomatic.
Don't use the word symptomatic.
Don't just use a prefix. Is what James is trying to say.
Oh, yeah. So
like use a wholly completely separate word.
Yeah.
Symptoms or not carrying anything that you know of.
He's symptomatic or he's no more. Or he's no show.
Seems fine, still sick.
So we got to blend that into one word, because that's a phrase.
So you got symptom.
Seems fine.
Seems fine. Still or sick. Corona herpes. Something like that.
Just don't get the A-Rod version.
Is he symptomatic or is he non-expressive? Is he expressing signs of the disease?
He's non-expressive. Sounds like Jason Voorhees from Friday 13 or something. He's just non-expressive. It just murders people. Psychopath, right? Or sociopath. Same people, no? A little bit different. Yeah, but changed it from symptomatic to, I think that's what's confusing people.
I'm sorry. I'm actually signing up for the COVID test.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. The H3 one.
Thursday.
Thursday? Between 9 a.m. and 2.
No, you never know how long you're going to get stuck there for. That's why they actually did set up bathrooms.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I did not know that they did set up bathrooms.
And this test, it's not the one they reach all the way in the back of your throat into your nose. It's just the one right inside your nostril.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, that, right. Yeah. Yeah. Not the one that goes all the way in the back.
I would not want to do that to myself.
Yeah. That sounds like it's a easy way to get false negatives.
That's I think it was Kim Taylor Reese who's on the news, and he was doing it. He was doing, oh yeah, just. So that's the new way of testing, right? That's the more recent one.
Right.
It's called the tip.
It's called the apharyngeal test.
We brought it all the way around. Now we're going to wrap it up. I don't think we even talked about anything we wanted to talk about.
No. I'm going to call typical. It the stepsister's hand.
I'm stuck in my car. Wait, let me get a broom.
My finger's stuck in my nose.
What are you doing?
Don't test me so hard.
It's supposed to go up my nose.
It testy. Sorry. All right, so, yeah, we joke around a lot. You know, we're the guys with issues. We actually care about you guys out there. We care about, you know, just like our a handful of fans that actually listen to us. We care about you guys, and we want to thank you guys. One thing we don't like is bullying. Even though we talk a lot of trash, we don't like bullying. We don't like seeing people getting picked on, although it can be funny at times. Sorry, did I mess that up?
Feel like you're giving some mixed messages here, man.
Yeah. So, no, seriously, though, if you see somebody out there getting bullied, I mean, it's dangerous out there. You don't have to jump in, but maybe you can tell somebody or you can call for some help instead of pulling your phone out and recording it so you can get clout on social media.
Right.
You know, call somebody for help, and that person needs help. I mean, we love helping others. Be nice. Say hello when you see a stranger that, you know, maybe you think somebody, one of your old friends that you haven't talked to in a long time, they might need somebody to, you know, to say hello to them.
Basically, be kind.
Yeah,
be kind to each other.
Even though the country's being ripped apart, and I'm not going to point a finger at who's to blame, but we still are the part of one country, you know, and we still should be kind to each other. We still all have the same goals, which is take care of our families, take care of ourselves, have friends, and have relationships.
Right.
Those of you that are out there, and this is a stressful time. A lot of you are isolated and feel alone. We care about you. Hit us up on social media. The guys with issues on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can find us individually if you want to speak to, whether it's Russell, Chad, or myself, James. But if you're thinking of hurting yourself, please call the National Suicide Hotline at 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, or another number, 800-784-2433. That's 800-SUICIDE. And there's people there that might be able to help you or point you in the direction that you need to go for help, because we love you. Again, if you like this podcast, like it, share it, subscribe, and hit that notification button so that you'll know every time we post a new video. Thank you guys for listening. We love you guys very much. My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Goodbye, everybody.
And Chad Wago.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. God bless you. Stay safe. Good night.
just for playing alone.